The PGA Championship about to get rolling down at Quail Hollow in Charlotte. Anne is there. You'll hear her throughout the weekend providing updates here on CBS Sports Radio, but an extended conversation with Anne after our next time out. Dennis Dodd, CBSSports.com, and Sean O'Hara of the NFL Network in our final hour. We spent some time yesterday on Josh Rosen and his comments in Bleacher Report. And, of course, the reaction came fast and furious. I didn't hear the audio. I read the recount of it. Jim Moore was on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday. Mm-hmm. Of course, Jim is the head coach at UCLA. It's not the first time that Josh has put himself in the headlines. There was the hot tub in his room. It's one of the things he said. I mean, you know, he has drawn attention on himself on more than one occasion. He and Jim Moore have a much publicized, very good relationship, a very open and honest one, apparently. And Jim went on with Dan Patrick yesterday, and maybe I read it wrong, but was he angry at Josh, or did he think he had talked to Josh about having a fair opinion on the way things go?
That's what the way I read it, and it bothered me not to the extent where I'm go home and not be able to sleep.
Because, right. So what would bother you?
Yeah,
that?
What would concern me to that extent? But the way I read it, there were a couple quotes. One which is, in reality, and he's speaking about Rosen here, in reality, he didn't have a platform, not a legitimate platform. Well, I would disagree wholeheartedly. He did have a platform. He's living this currently. And just because, as we discussed yesterday with Randy Cross, just because he comes from a well-to-do family, he's not running around campus acting like a snob. We shouldn't begrudge him the fact that he came from a damn good family as far as financial standing. And if he's not running around and flossing and acting as though he's the king of the world, we shouldn't have a problem with the young man having some coins in his pocket. In that hot tub, well, you use a hot tub in the training room. God, maybe he wants to live in a hot tub, whenever he can to deal with his aches and pains. Well, and I'm sure he allows his teammates to use the hot tub as well.
And girls.
And girls.
If I had thought about it and had the wherewithal to do it,
yes.
I wouldn't put that on my dorm room for them.
Thank you.
A hot tub?
That's part of treatment.
You got to have something to lure the girls in if you're not the UCLA starting quarterback.
Right.
So I wish I would have thought of that.
Now, we would be upset if he had an ice machine in there so he could ice his body 24/7. Probably not, but the hot tub gets everyone in a tizzy, so that didn't bother me that much, unless, again, if he was being a snob. And I don't think that's the case, at least I haven't heard that. Have former teammates who are still there in the administration, and they are not sharing that type of information with me, so that doesn't bother me. But to say he doesn't have a legitimate platform, he does have a legitimate platform, and why can't he speak up at this time? He is living this. He's in the midst of this. And yes, we all agree it's difficult to manage big-time college football and academics. It is tough to do that. And a lot of us have done it, some in a different way than others, but a lot of us have done it. That's part of the process. And that says a lot about you if you are able to navigate that situation and do it in a way where you are a damn good football player and you get your books and graduate. So I understand exactly what Josh Rosen was trying to convey. I'm surprised that those who have come out.
But people, others don't, though.
Some people are going to. Some people want to focus more on his where he comes from and the fact that here's a well-to-do kid who doesn't have a care in the world. Well, he's voicing his care, and he's saying, if I'm to be an elite player, it is difficult to do that and also focus on academics. And he's right. Go to a hard-ass practice or workout and then try to keep your eyes open while you study after that practice. That's difficult. It's arduous, but you have to do it. You find a way to do it. You push on through, and that's part of that learning process.
Right. Now, if he was, and I, you can yell at me if you think this is a BS comparison, but if he was, somebody who came from nothing, his family had no money, no one in his family had been to college before, and he worked himself, and is not an athlete. He just was a good student, did everything correctly, got himself a scholarship, but he needed also to to make money on. So he worked a full-time job and went to school. If he said, man, it's really hard to do this, mm-hmm. like to have both of them at the same time, we wouldn't argue against him. We go, it is hard, and you're awesome for doing it. And I'm not lauding Josh Rosen, but the amount of people who seem to have heard what he said or read what he said and taken it as if they should be getting, he should be getting more, or that he shouldn't be going to class because it's too hard. That's not, to me, what he said at all. He just said it's hard to do
right.
what I'm doing because they ask a lot of our time,
yes.
and school takes time, and I don't know always where to do everything. So I like the amount of people who are like, I did it. Shut up. Like, that's not what he's doing. It's not what
right.
he's saying.
Yes. We know you did
hard.
It. I did it. A lot of people did it.
Right.
But that doesn't mean what he's saying is not true. It is true. And if I'm just a regular student, I've got a couple of jobs that I'm working so I can pay my tuition or at least help with the payment of my tuition. What's the difference between that being difficult and an athlete being difficult when
right.
he's got school to focus on, he's got a scholarship he wants to retain, and so he has to become an elite player, or at least be a player that's better than average to keep that scholarship. And in some instances, you don't have to be better than average to keep that scholarship. But so I don't see the difference between just a regular student working a couple of jobs to subsidize their education and what Josh Rosen had to say here. Now, David Shaw there at Stanford came out and said, we want players. He took the other side of the argument as far as the comments Rosen made and talked about how, you know, we have a great academic support here at Stanford, which they do, and they do there at UCLA as well, and the individual has an opportunity to get a great education. That is true. And that education, while it may mean a lot to certain people, it doesn't mean a lot to others, and I'm always a big proponent of you making sure you get that education so you can have something to fall back on. Whether it's while you're there those 4 or 5 years, or definitely return after if you're get an opportunity to play in the NFL, definitely go back and get that degree as I did. So you know, these coaches can talk about that academic experience, but you know, if you don't perform on the field, it's not like they're gonna still have your back because you're there for on a football scholarship, not an academic scholarship. So you can preach academics all you want, and I'm with you. I'm in that corner. I agree. You should get that education. But if I don't perform on the field, if I'm lacking there, are you going to uphold my scholarship? In most cases, no.
Well, and even just, I mean, we go so far in the other direction sometimes trying to defend things. And as I know you don't like the word gift, the free education that you can get as an athlete that you've earned, I mean, is something you've earned. And it is a phenomenal thing that it takes you to places that you might not have gone to begin with without your ability to throw a football, shoot a basketball, hit a baseball, whatever it may be. So, I mean, it is a benefit. But it is not perfect in any way. And there are certain places, this is not true of every single school, but schools, these are facts. Schools have different admission standards. When you get there, they have different expectations. When we know, kids have talked about this out loud. Josh Rosen did too. In a lot of places, the first priority is your sport, and it affects your schedule. Mm-hmm. It affects what classes you can take. It affects what your major can be. So again, there are a lot of constraints to this glorious education that you're being presented with. And by the way, too, sometimes the schools you go to play football or basketball aren't good schools. So, yeah, a kid at Stanford is asked a lot of, and at UCLA they ask a lot of you, and they have a lot of things in place to help you through school, through class, to become eligible, to stay eligible, whatever it may be. But you also still, there's only 24 hours in a day. And there are rules about how many you're supposed to spend on your sport, but we know that guys are doing more than that. And when you're trying to then do all your schoolwork, it can just be flat out difficult. All of us have trouble managing our days, and I think that's really all Josh Rosen was talking about this week.
That's it. And you went through a damn hard workout a week or so ago, right?
Yeah.
How'd you feel after the workout?
I felt
broken?
Until Wednesday, and it happened on Saturday.
Now, after a workout like that, and not carrying around 20 pounds of equipment in the hot sun, after a workout like that, how difficult would it have been to then go an hour later to study, you know, 3 or 4 hours.
I could barely walk from the newsroom into here to an update.
Now, mind you, here's the caveat. These are finely tuned athletes, but still, difficult workouts, and yet you could barely walk.
Yeah.
And you probably could barely keep your eyes open.
Right.
That's all Josh Rosen is saying.
That's all he said. That's all he said. He didn't tweet. What was Cardell's tweet? When he, why do we got to do school too?
Right. I mean, everyone jumped on him. And then he just tweeted in response to what Rosa said, hey, dude, be cool, play school.
Yeah. And I think he also, did he also yell at A.J. McCarron over, I guess A.J. McCarron opened a sushi restaurant in Tuscaloosa.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded Cardale Jones of a place in Ohio somewhere, and he was like, good idea. Like, that's never happened before. And, like, why? Cardale, put the Twitter down. Walk away from these tiny little fights that you seem to not be doing well.
Well, I'm surprised this has caused such a firestorm. And Coach Mora, I think, is wrong. This young man has a platform. He used his platform to state how he felt about the current situation in college football and the time management that is at play. And I have no problem with what he said. He didn't say, I was quitting, I'm giving up.
Right.
He said, hey, it's difficult to navigate this situation, to play big-time college football, all the time that it is expended and required of you to be that type of player, and then also manage your time as far as academics.
Mm-hmm. So from Josh Rosen's bulging schedule to
be careful.
The bulging backsides down
tough.
At not LSU. One of the things I missed about college football season was T. Bob Hebert. That is a tremendous name, former LSU player, now part of their radio team. Danny Etling is LSU's quarterback. And to break the monotony of the normal July/August questions, T. Bob asked young Danny, there's a battle for the center spot at LSU in this preseason. Mm-hmm. And Danny was asked which rump was felt better so far.
I can just tell you what you look for in the center as far as that. So what you want is you want a nice, like, plump bottom.
Yeah.
Something to put your surface area to put your hands on.
Nice little warm.
So you want, so then you want them to feel you. You know, as much as I love Will and as great a football player as he is, he doesn't have the biggest bottom, and I think you guys would see that. But him and I have really worked toward it, so I found a nice service area to put my hands on. And Lloyd and I are coming along, so Lloyd and I didn't get a ton of snaps together in the spring, but Lloyd and I are really coming along, especially in the past couple days.
I'm sorry, I was just looking for a nice surface area. That's it. That's it.
By the way,
right?
The guy's name is Lloyd Cushenberry. That's a heck of a name. Will Clapp is the other center involved in this.
Nice bottom. Nice plump bottom. Nice surface area.
I mean, and really, Josh Rosen was my quarterback of the week until Danny Etling honestly answered that question in all seriousness, took it from T-Bob and ran with it. And I mean, I guess there's actually some science involved.
We should ask
in there
Boomer.
As well,
Boomer's not here today. I guess they're doing a show from Jets camp.
Yep.
And he's going to show Kristen Hackenberg how to throw a spiral.
plump bottom.
Hut hike.
Yeah.
Imagine Mike in a huddle. So, guys, you want to.
Who's the mic? 52's the mic.
What's a mic?
All right. We should run left.
I think we should.
Run right.
Just do what you want, guys.
We should create that scene. Mike in the huddle calling the play.
You got to be in full uniform, though. Pads, helmet.
Oh, I'm all for that.
10 NFL players in the huddle and you.
That means we can hit him.
Yeah.
Because he has pads on.
X right.
Yeah, we need to 14. We need to query some quarterbacks, man, to see if Mr. Etling is correct. Nice plump rump, nice surface area.
Nice, plump bottom.
Yeah, if that's required over just a little narrow ass.
I mean, I get it, right? You got to put your top hand up against something as a little bit of a
I don't
balance.
Even
want
to think about it. I'm just glad I didn't play quarterback.
I mean, it's a really
I'd want to be in shotgun every play. That's just me. I'm just saying.
Meanwhile, I'd be up there smacking it, doing all sorts of stuff. Like, you're in trouble, dude. I'd be such a jerk.
Boom!
Yeah.
And then he's snapping him through your leg. Then what are you going to do? Are you trying to fall on the ball? Everyone falls on you.
Yeah.
Payback's a mother.
Well, thank you for that, T-Bob.
Yeah, Danny. And
Danny
thank
and
you.
Lloyd Cushenberry.
And was it last year? It was last year when we had the Clemson guys grabbing people's junk and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, that I would.
The Ohio State game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, it was just for fun.
Yeah, just for fun. Yeah, goose and cats.
Up and under.
In the open.
In the undercarriage.
All in their undercarriage. Yeah. All up in it. It's like, wow.
No, this is more gentlemanly.
Yeah, this is, you know, teammate on teammate stuff here. But quarterback, they have to be happy. You know, whatever floats your rump.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Steve, speaking of LSU, Steve Spurrier is still in at least peak talking shape. I guess he was the Independence Bowl luncheon yesterday and was talking about how how you even if you have good players, you don't always win games, and tagged that sentence with, you LSU folks know what I'm talking about, right?
He is right.
Yeah.
He ain't lying because they have excellent players, it seems, at every position except for one.
That center's got a great ass, but
yeah,
they can't.
Well, maybe that's been the problem.
Yeah.
He didn't have a great rump.
Nice, like, plump bottom.
Yeah, Steve Spurrier is the gift that keeps on giving as far as these quips. I remember he used to go after my man Phil Fulmer all the time, can't spell citrus without a U and a T, and referencing University of Tennessee, and now he's going out to LSU. He's right. Y'all know what that's about. Yep. Mm-hmm. Wow. Right there in the Lions Den, so to speak,
yeah,
too, in Shreveport.
Mm. I wonder if they're serving.
How'd they take to that?
They killed him.
No. He was skewered.
Yeah.
Put him on a spit right there.
R.I.P.,
right?
Coach. It is that time. The PGA Championship is just about to start. It's a golf major. It's on American soil, which means Anne Liguori is there, which means she's here when we come back on Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen to Tiki and Tierney weekdays between 3 and 6 Eastern for your chance to win Guns N' Roses tickets right here on CBS Sports Radio.
He doesn't sing, does he? Anybody up on Calvin Harris?
Yeah, that's why you're here.
I have to answer everything
to explain this to you.
He's one of those EDM dudes. What is it, electronic digital music?
Dance music. I think it's electronic dance music.
Oh, okay.
Electronic digital would be redundant.
Oh, you are correct.
Thank you.
Electronic dance music. Welcome. I think he's...
All right, enough about this. We're wasting time.
It's not enough. $60 million just to do that?
No. The loser is here, and then our favorite person in the world is here. So if the loser goes first, you're up to...
He's not a loser.
Here's Brad Hill.
He has options.
He amended
his story. He says he has options, many options.
We will start with a baseball trade. The Indians acquiring outfielder Jay Bruce from the Mets for a minor league pitcher. Bruce hitting .256, 29 homers, 75 RBIs this season. The move coming after Michael Brantley was placed on the DL with an ankle injury. Also after the Indians lost to the Rockies at home, 3-2 in 12 innings, Charlie Blackmon had the go-ahead home run. Speaking of go-ahead home runs, Yadier Molina with a sixth-inning grand slam in St. Louis, one pitch after a cat ran across the field. The Cardinals and their new rally cat beat the Royals 8-5. That's five straight wins now for the Cards. Matt Carpenter expected things to turn around.
There's too many guys in this clubhouse that weren't performing to their career norms. When you have that many guys underachieving individually and collectively us not being where we want to be, you got to figure eventually that it's going to change. And it looks like it's all happening at the same time.
The Cardinals are tied with the Brewers for second place in the NL Central, game and a half behind the Cubs, who lost to the Giants 3-1. The Brewers were shut out by Bartolo Colon and the Twins 4-0. The Red Sox made it 8 straight wins, 8-2 over the Rays in Tampa. Boston's lead 4 games still on the Yankees in the American League East. The Yankees outscored the Blue Jays in Toronto 11-5. That piled up 17 hits. In Arizona, Alex Wood improved to 14-1, outpitching Zach Greinke. The Dodgers edged the Diamondbacks 3-2. NFL preseason action. Panthers beat the Texans 27-17. Deshaun Watson made his debut, 15 of 25, 179 yards passing. He also ran for a touchdown. Here's Houston head coach Bill O'Brien.
First game out there, I thought he did some good things. You know, it's a big jump. You know, big jump from college to the NFL, and I thought he handled it pretty well. Probably a couple things that we could have done it differently. He could have played a little bit better on certain plays, but overall, I thought he handled himself pretty well for the first time out.
Also, Christian McCaffrey's debut for Carolina, carried the ball 7 times for 33 yards. And the Falcons giving running back Devontae Freeman a 5-year contract extension worth a reported $41 million, $22 million guaranteed.
I'll take that.
Gentlemen.
And the Gory, can you save me tonight? Because you know I'm your biggest fan. Just not right, and you're the only lady who understands this man. Said I love to turn you on. It's the Gory.
I can't get over the fact that a listener made that song.
That's not what you're supposed to do.
For Ann LaGory.
You have to do what Gio does.
Sit tight, it's coming. Boy. Here's Ann LaGory.
Taking too long.
Live from the PGA Championship in Quail Hollow, I am not Greg Giannotti. I'm not even going to try.
That is so weak.
To do this.
And
and that's why Greg's off this week.
Exactly.
That wasn't bad, Andrew.
Yeah, thank you, man.
I mean,
thank you.
I can't believe you even have a voice left after that one. But,
well,
God, that was a good effort.
What's up, young lady?
Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Oh, just hanging here with this other loser. how have you been?
I've been very well. Thanks for asking.
You got
very
it.
Very well.
You know, and
everything's good.
And before we get to golf, your Instagram account always has you at these fancy Hamptons events here in Long Island with fancy people playing music, making art. How do I get to be fancy? How do I do that?
You know, I moved out to the east end of Long Island years ago, and it's just so much fun during the summer season. So I get a lot of cool invites, and, you know, I have a foundation where I do this charity golf event every spring, as you know, and we're able to, from that one fundraiser, donate to a lot of different causes, you know, mostly for cancer research, cancer prevention. So, I go to a lot of these great charity functions, and we raise a lot of money for different non-for-profits, and it's a good time. So,
what's that one golf course where you hold it? Is it Fire something?
Well, the last 3 years until this year I was at the Maidstone Club in East Hampton, and then we were at Friar's Head 3 years prior to that. And, you know, but we've been to Sabonic, we've been to the Bridge.
Okay.
We go to all these great golf courses on the east end of Long Island, and people want to play those courses, and you can't really play them unless you're a member. So,
right,
we are lucky to sell out pretty quickly.
Oh, I was invited to play Fire's Head a couple weeks ago. I played in a charity event at Baltus Roll, and one of the guys in our group, Mickey, invited me to play Fire's Head. But
nice.
No time.
Come
I know. I need to do
You'll
that.
You'll love it.
That's what he said.
Now,
yeah.
Ann, are you going to be at the Brian Jones Classic next week in Austin?
You know, I didn't even get the invite.
Tell me about
get
it.
The invite. So,
Yo.
Brian, I invite you to mine. I can't believe you wouldn't, like, return the favor.
man, I got to talk to my assistant. I don't know how.
What is going on?
You fired assistant.
Have your guy call my guy.
I just fired her. That will not happen again.
Well, and at least you got that reaction. When we complained about not getting invited, he told us to shut up.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, because right. We weren't supposed to be invited.
You both are invited next year.
Yes, we're in. So, Ann, as far as actual golf goes, has the forecast improved, or is rain going to be a major storyline all 4 days?
You know, it has improved for today. I mean, they were predicting rain badly this morning, but it's pretty nice out there right now. So the forecast was supposed to, the rain was supposed to start tonight, and then it doesn't look good for the rest of the championship with thunderstorms predicted for tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. But again, it changes every day here. So, you know, we had over an inch of rain earlier in the week, and the players were talking about how the rain has just softened up the fairways and the greens, making this course so much tougher. You know, it's 7,600 yards as it is, so it's quite soft. You know, the fairways and greens are softer right now. So it's going to make it a lot longer and a lot tougher.
Well, they're hitting it a long way these days. Let's talk about a former PGA Championship winner, and that's Jason Day. I know he was dealing with some health issues, or his mom was, and his game has suffered. here lately, but it seems as though his confidence is returning. What is your prognosis on his chances of winning another PGA Championship?
Well, you know, I really like Jason Day, but let's face it, he has not had a good year, and he even admitted, he said he's had just a terrible year. He's only had two top 10 finishes this season. He's had no wins in 15 starts. Last week, he was tied for 24 at the Bridgestone tournament. You know, at the majors, he was tied for 22nd at the Masters. He didn't make the cut at the U.S. Open. And a couple weeks ago at the Open Championship, he tied for 27th. So he admitted he just thinks he has spread himself too thin since you know, winning the PGA Championship, 2 years ago now. So, and his mother was, you know, was sick. I don't think he's going to win this week, but he does feel like he's coming in a lot stronger than he has. I mean, I think anything this week, you know, would be an improvement, hopefully, from the last couple months. So.
And a lot of people think Rory McIlroy can win this weekend. Is it because he's been so good in the past at Quail Hollow?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he loves this golf course. I mean, he's just, you know, he hits the heck out of the ball. And he won here twice. He actually won here in his, I think it was 2010. It was his very first PGA Tour win. So, you know, he just has, he's kind of peaking at the right time. I mean, he's looking great. He can drive the ball. What was he? I think he averaged like 328.7 yards off the tee last week. And of course, this course favors somebody who can hit the heck off, you know, from the tee. So, and a lot of the holes favor a draw, Andrew, off the tee, and that's kind of like his natural shaping of the ball, at least from, you know, with his driver. So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Rory's the guy to beat here. He's won two PGA Championships back in 2012 at Kiawah Island. He won by 8 shots in 2014. He won at Valhalla by a shot. And, you know, so he has two PGA Championships behind him. And, you know, this course, he loves this golf course. He's won here. He knows it well. And he can hit the heck off the tee. So I think he would be my pick this week.
Yeah, I hit the heck out of the golf ball as well. I just don't know where it's going. That's the only issue. My draw
straight
just keeps
down the
drawing.
Middle, Brian. You got to keep it straight down the middle.
It just keeps drawing on me, and I don't even ask for it to draw. Brooks Koepka won, what was he won, the U.S. Open? My man Brooks Koepka, is he going to be one of the favorites in this deal?
Well, I tell you, if he plays like he did at the Open, absolutely, at the U.S. Open in Erin Hills. I mean, he was impressive there. You know, it was really fairways and greens. He can hit a long ball. So, absolutely, Brooks Koepka has a very good shot. You know, very impressive that, you know, he's always had so much talent, but he just never really was able to close it out in a major, obviously, until Erin Hills. So, he has a very good shot.
Now, we discussed this with Nick Faldo the other day, the changes to Quail Hollow. While Rory likes it and has won there a couple of times, what major changes or what little things they've done to that club or to the course that could derail his chances of winning there again?
Well, you know, they've made it longer. And the first hole, the opening hole, it's a par 4. It's 524 yards.
That's wrong. What? 524 yards, par 4. Come on.
Exactly. Jim Furyk said yesterday it's the toughest opening hole in golf. And with the rain earlier in the week and the rain predicted the rest of the weekend, it's going to even play longer. So, you know, and they've tweaked most of the greens. And, you know, it's just there's two holes, number 8 and 14, that are possible drivable par 4s. And then you have through the green mile, holes 16, 17, and 18. Those are you know, they're all very, very tough, particularly the finishing hole. You have this creek that surrounds the green, and that's a 494-yard hole. So, I mean, it's a beautiful golf course. Mm-hmm. I have not played it. I would love to play it someday, but walking around, it just, you know, they said they just improved the course. They didn't make drastic changes. They just improved the greens and made it a little longer. It's playing at a par 71, and it's 7,600 yards. And they put, you know, the Bermuda rough. That's brutal. I mean, I don't know if you've ever played with Bermuda rough. But
I wouldn't know Bermuda from Bernada or whatever.
Well, it just grabs your club. It's gnarly. It's a very, you don't want it.
What's the rough at Baltusrol?
What kind of? It's not Bermuda.
Oh, okay. Well, I was in that. I should know this because I live in the rough.
Although you live in the rough, exactly. That rough at Baltusrol is brutal too.
Yeah.
So it's just very thick there. I love Baltusrol.
Really? Both courses, upper and lower?
I do. I love them both.
Okay.
And I was there last year when Jimmy Walker won.
Right.
So good for you that you got to play Baltusrol. It's a great golf course.
Yeah, it was a long walk, too. Had to walk that bad boy.
It's an endurance test. And speaking of a long walk, this course, it's really, there's a lot of elevation on this course. It's kind of similar to Augusta National. With that elevation, it doesn't really show up on TV. You don't realize, you know, what an endurance test it really is until you come out here in person and try to walk it. So there's a lot of elevation, and it's a tough walk here, definitely.
And you're the best. Thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you again next hour.
Looking forward to it.
Ann Liguori live starting just then at the PGA Championship all weekend here on CBS Sports Radio. Very quickly here, you mentioned Jason Day.
Yes.
Jason Day had what he thought was a hilarious line yesterday in Charlotte. I guess Jimmy Walker, whose name just came up as well,
mm-hmm.
Bought all previous PGA Championship winners who were in Charlotte this weekend, bought them telescopes as a gift because Walker is an accomplished telescope user. He's actually taken pictures of outer space, and NASA has bought them from him.
So
he's not, you know, it's, you know, north of just a regular hobby.
He's an aficionado.
So Jason Day was asked about getting this gift of a telescope from Jimmy Walker.
Probably see Uranus from here, mate.
A Uranus joke. Cue awkward laughter from reporters that Gio loves so much.
Yeah, I got surface area and Uranus. Yeah.
And right. You've got Gio and Jones.
We need one more.
Coming back in just a second on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Yeah, that's what I hear and feel when the actual song plays.
Oh, good. Play again.
So the Golden State Warriors are trolling us.
Are they?
Because now, on top of adding Kevin Durant to Curry and Klay Thompson and everybody else that's ordered, and Draymond Green, and having won two titles in 3 years, there are now whispers, rumors, and innuendo and speculation that they are prepared to go hard after Paul George when he becomes a free agent next summer after this season in Oklahoma City.
Why wouldn't they?
This comes from The Athletic. Now, apparently somebody wanted the Pacers would have given them Paul George for Klay Thompson, and the Warriors said no to that. It's not clear how they could make this all work financially, salary cap-wise, but I guess it follows, according to guys Tim Kawakami and Marcus Thompson that used to write in the Bay Area, now write for, I think it's called The Athletic, it's a new website. This kind of fits the Durant timeline where there were these whispers that they wanted Durant, and then all of a sudden, boom, there's Durant in Golden State, mm-hmm. and now the same thing has kind of started with Paul George.
Well, I'm not surprised that they wouldn't put their name in that that arena for Paul George, but it's way too soon to be worried about that. Way too soon. You don't know what the make of your roster is going to be, how your season is going to go, although you can go out on a limb and say it'd be as successful as it has been the last 3 years, culminating with a championship in two of those 3 years. But not surprised that they would want to be in that number of those who will be vying for Paul George and his services, and we'll see how it plays out. But why? It's August, football time, man, and baseball playoff time almost, and we're still talking about the NBA. Way to go, NBA.
Yeah, and how about this?
Way to go, NBA.
The aforementioned Klay Thompson,
mm-hmm.
thanks to the internet and Instagram specifically, linked to a young lady named Abigail Ratchford.
Now, why are you all in Clay Thompson's business, man?
I'm not. Uh-huh. She put it out there. She Instagram storied, wow, that the correct verb tense, a picture of Clay's well-known dog.
The dog is well-known?
I guess Rocco. And then there's a picture of a table full of, like, basketball paraphernalia, trophies and whatever, and commemorative basketballs.
Mm-hmm.
So the connecting of the dots, and she said, I haven't slept like that in a year. I haven't slept that well in a year.
Mm.
So you connect the dots, and people think that there was a sleepover featuring Abigail and Clay and Rocco. And
and Rocco.
Yeah. And here we go.
Rocco helped her sleep well, too.
And as Mike points out, this is a often used line from Mike. Quote, she looks like a nice lady. That means she's beautiful.
Oh, okay.
And she's
that's
attractive.
That's what that means. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I like to say girls are the best when we come across attractive women. Mike goes with, she looks like a nice lady.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
PDB, what's your go-to when you describe
her? He doesn't have one. He only knows one woman.
Oh, really?
There's
that type of relationship?
And that's it. There's just nobody else.
Just because you're on a diet doesn't mean you can't look at the menu, man.
Eyes are closed. Blinders are on.
Mm. All right. So, looks like a nice
lady. He won't even answer the question because he knows.
And you said girls are the best?
Girls are the best. Because girls are the best.
Does Gio have one?
Hmm. That's a good question. Mike, does he have one?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't have one either.
You just yell, get over here.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's it. She hot.
There is that.
There you go.
Bulging.
You also dismiss a lot of these women, like, whatever. And we're all sitting here, like, dumbfounded. Like, she's an 11. But it's all about reference point. Like, Abigail Ratchford is not attainable for me or Greg or Mike or Pete. But, like, you knew seven of them when you played in the NFL and hung out with three of them. So it's not a big deal to you.
Yeah, just three. That was it. Three is a magic number.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, if there is a blossoming relationship, congrats
to
Clay
him.
And Abigail and Rocco.
Yeah. Yes.
Hope best everything
sleep,
goes well.
Best sleep I've had in a year.
Yeah. Scranton's own Abigail Ratchford.
Is that where she's from? Scranton, PA?
According to Wikipedia, she's a 5'8 American currently living in Los Angeles, and she's from Scranton, and she was born on February 12th, 1992.
Ratchford.
Mm-hmm. The Ratchfords from Scranton. You know,
lives
that.
In L.A.
Yeah.
Now, Clay lives in Oakland or
close
Bay
enough.
Area. Yeah, yeah, it is close enough. I would agree with
they
that.
They can figure it out.
Yeah.
Love knows no bounds.
Now, why you put your business in the street, Miss Abigail? Come on. Why you got to put Rocco's business in the street?
Because she's got to let people know what she's doing.
Why? They don't need
she
to know.
She slept well.
They don't need
Rocco's
to know.
Rocco's a cool dog, and she met Rocco.
That's just wrong. That's just this generation. That's what they do.
You know what else is wrong?
What?
You know Rich Ackerman.
Yes.
The audience knows Rich Ackerman.
We know Ack.
Ack's a very prominent figure here at CBS Sports Radio.
He's cuckoo.
Yesterday, I got a text from Rich Ackerman. Let me pull it back up so I can correctly timestamp it.
All right.
It was at 9:04 a.m. Eastern yesterday. Hey, I have an extra ticket to the Met game today if you'd like to go. And I actually had been considering going to the Met game. It was a noon start. I was done early because I'm playing the role of Gio. It's the first time in a long time that my schedule has lined up with an afternoon game, but I couldn't go. But here's Ack, very nice, offering me a ticket to go with him to the Met game.
All right.
And then it comes up today that Ack also asked Mike to go to the Met game, but he asked Mike on Tuesday before asking me. And now I'm insulted that Rich asked Mike first.
Why? What's wrong with it? You got to ask. It's like we talk about coaches getting hired. They may not have been the first choice. They may not have been the second choice. They may not even been the third choice. But ultimately, you were the choice.
No.
So just be grateful you were chosen.
I'm nobody's sloppy seconds. And be me for a second.
Okay.
The choice is me, you, or Mike. And the choice was Mike.
Maybe Ack spends more time with Mike. Maybe they understand each other, which is, yeah, they understand each other. Just
he's an expletive.
Well, yes, he is. That is true.
If you had to pick, Brian, which direction would you go in?
Bogus.
Yeah, thank you.
Ask me again.
No, because that made me feel bad.
You know what? That sounds like a personal problem.
Hi, this is Rich Ackerman.
But Bogus, you still were offered. Did you go?
No, I couldn't go.
Okay, but yeah. You were still offered.
I was offered after Mike said
so?
No. So what?
Maybe Act figured that you were busy.
Dude.
You're hosting. You're not just doing updates.
If I had something cool, a ticket to something cool, and I asked you, and then you found out that I had already asked Tiki, and he said no, and then I came to you, you'd scream and curse
no,
at me.
No, I would not.
Yes, you would.
What time's it start? I'll be there.
Yeah.
dun, 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 I would not.
Can I drive?
Don't sweat. Dun, 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 shut up, Act. Dun, dun, dun. It's almost Act season two. I have to do those hits with him every Saturday. Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe we get cross-threaded with WFAN again.
Every game, every Sunday.
Still can't believe I didn't curse. Wow. Anyway, you should... Quit sweating the small stuff, man. You were invited. That's all that matters.
Now that you're wrong.
Now, why did Act tell you that he invited Mikey
no,
B?
No, Mike told me. Mike, it just came up, and Mike wasn't taunting with it. It just came up in passing that Act had asked him to go to the game. Huh. And I was like, oh, really? When did he ask you? Because he asked me as well, and I was hoping to win the competition. But
wow.
Instead, I'm the loser.
That's petty. You got an opportunity to go to a professional baseball game. You're worried about who was asked before you.
This is
who
a
cares?
Shocking line of thinking.
Who cares?
From you.
Pathetic, Bogus.
Yes.
Pathetic.
Who cares?
Dennis Dodd likes Brian, which might make him... Never mind. Dennis at CBSSports.com is on Gio and Jones when we come back on CBS Sports Radio.